starting in August at 5 p.m. here on WBAI.
This is Julian Assange. You're listening to WBAI New York. Stay strong and keep listening.
8 p.m. WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Time now for Education at the Crossroads with Basir Mchawi.
Good evening. Welcome once again to Education at the Crossroads. My name is Basir Mchawi, and well, after I was only on one time in November, I am back, and will be back for the remainder of December. That means December 15th, 22nd, and 29th, you will be able to hear Education at the Crossroads. This evening, we're going to actually go out live to the Black Spectrum Theater in Queens. Many of you know the Black Spectrum Theater, over 50 years old, a foundational theater in the outer boroughs, the Black Spectrum Theater. And tonight and for the rest of the weekend, they're going to be running an actual... Well, it's been going on for some time now. I don't know how old the play is, but it's a revival of "Twas the Night Before Kwanzaa," live and in person. There will be shows Friday, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, and then it will return during Kwanzaa on Wednesday, December 28th, and Thursday, December 29th. We're going to be talking with Carl Clay, who originally wrote "'Twas the Night Before Kwanzaa," and we're going to be talking with Rome Neal, who is directing it. You know Rome, because Rome is, I mean, he's almost synonymous with Education at the Crossroads at this particular point. But that has to do with the fact that he's always doing something. He's directing and promoting and acting. Well, you know, he's a busy person. So we'll be talking to them at about 8:15. And what we want you to do now is, well, look, folks, as you know, WBAI has, on occasion, some financial difficulties. In the same way that we as individuals sometimes have financial difficulties, sometimes WBAI has financial difficulties. And well, as we approach the end of the year, we have to say that WBAI is in a little bit of a financial conundrum. So, what we would like you to do out there is we would like you to go ahead and support WBAI in any way that you can before the end of the year, before December 31st. Now, many of you know that charitable contributions are still deductible. Trump messed up the tax code. And essentially, while people were talking about Trump tax cuts, there were actually Trump tax increases for people who are in the middle class. There were so many things that were eliminated from deductions. You either had to be very rich to actually enjoy the so-called Trump tax cuts, which were, as I said, a tax increase, or you had to be poor. So the poor and the rich may have benefited, but everybody in the middle took a serious hit when Donald the Chump went ahead and messed with the tax code. Now, of course, this is ironic because you see where the Trump organization was just found guilty of tax fraud and tax evasion. So now here it is. An organization that's supposedly rich, has money, and they are fraudulent in regards to their tax returns and what they claim and don't claim and how they actually file their taxes, and criminally at this particular point liable, guilty of tax evasion and tax fraud. But of course, for us, just individuals, we don't want to get caught up in any tax fraud or tax evasion, because we know that the IRS will very often come down harder on us as individuals than they do on corporations. I mean, this is a serious issue that we have in this country. It's a problem, but hey, hopefully it's something that we can address in the not too distant future as a country, as a nation. But since charitable donations are deductible, why don't you, at this particular point, make a donation to WBAI? There are several ways to do it. You can go to the WBAI website, WBAI.org. And if you just go there, there is a link to the donation page, and you can just donate. You know, just any amount of money. $10, $15, $50, $100, $1,000, $5,000, whatever you have to contribute, whatever you can afford. All right, that's the easiest way for many people to go ahead and do it. Other folks, you may not have a computer. You may not be computer literate. You may not have access to a high-speed internet connection. For you, all you have to do is call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And you can, at that particular point, donate to WBAI. You can use a credit card. You can use your checking account. You can use your savings account. Or you can actually, if you want to, You can just pledge. Say, look, send me an invoice and I will write you a check. All right? All of these things are possible. And if you enjoy WBAI, we know that many people find WBAI as their go-to station when they're tired of listening to corporate radio. They turn to WBAI 99.5. And on WBAI, you have an opportunity to hear programming that you can hear literally nowhere else. There's community-oriented programming. There's political programming. There's health programming. There's music programming. There are all different kinds of programs that you can actually go ahead and partake of. And those of you out there who listen, you know that this is in fact the case. So, you've got until December 31st to go ahead and finish up your charitable donations for the year. But why not start early? Why not put WBAI first? All right, there's no need to wait a long, long time and put WBAI behind all of the other organizations and institutions that you want to actually contribute to. You can do it right now. All you have to do is go to the WBAI website, WBAI.org, click on the link to the donations page. Just go ahead and do that. If you want a premium, if you want a gift for your donation, that is possible too. If you would like to do that, you can go to this page, and that page is Give, G-I-V-E, the number 2WBAI.org. Once again, Give, G-I-V-E, the number 2WBAI.org. And for those of you who are left in the 20th century with only a phone, and we understand these things happen for a lot of different kinds of reasons, you can call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. All right? So look, we would like you to go ahead and donate. WBAI, not only WBAI, we have to say the entire Pacifica Foundation, all of the five stations of Pacifica, to an extent even some of the affiliates that are broadcasting Pacifica programming. Listen, it's not easy for terrestrial radio now. There are so many options that people have. People listen to satellite radio. They listen to podcasts. They listen to streams. Many of you listen to WBAI on the stream. You go to WBAI.org and listen to the stream right there. You can listen to our programs after they're broadcast at the WBAI archive. There's so many choices that people have that we know terrestrial radio in many instances is not doing as well as it used to do. So, look, let's see what we can do for WBAI. Let's see if you out there can actually donate, give some money. If you like Education at the Crossroads, if you like, oh, there's so many programs, you know, that you can go ahead and listen to. Whether, as I said, you know, in the morning, you know, you can listen to Democracy Now. Those of you who like Democracy Now, go ahead and listen. You can listen to Leonard Lopate. You can listen to Ron Daniels. You can listen to Gary Bird. You can listen to me, by CRM Chow. You can listen to so many different programs that deal with so many issues. Women's issues, health issues, environmental issues, political issues, social issues, all of these things are covered on WBAI. And as we know, right now, we have to say there are some issues that in many instances people would like to talk about. And what we're going to do after we finish up with Rome, Neil, and Carl Clay, we are going to actually go to you at about 8:40 and see what you want to talk about. Do you want to talk about Brittany Griner's release? Do you want to talk about the war in Ukraine? Do you want to talk about the election in Atlanta? Well, it wasn't in Atlanta. It was in Georgia, although Atlanta turned the tide and allowed Reverend Raphael Warnock to go ahead and beat the werewolf, Herschel Walker. You may want to talk about the midterm elections. You may want to talk about something that's happening in New York City. You may talk about the fact that if you look at the news, if you look at the major media, you think that New York is a total disaster, that there is crime everywhere, all the time, every day. And for those of us who live in the city, it's not necessarily the case. You know, I live in the Boogie Down, and I'm in an area in the Boogie Down, which is quiet, man. It's like the suburbs. You know, it's quite ironic, you know, because people associate the Bronx with the South Bronx and, you know, the this and some other areas. It's an interesting situation. Even in the police precinct that I reside in, you know, the precinct itself is split into about three or four different areas. Some that experience, I guess, unreasonable rates of violence and crime, and other areas that, you know, are doing pretty good. And hopefully we can stop, prevent, decrease some of the crime in some of the areas that are having these issues, these problems, and at the same time, keep the areas that are relatively quiet and safe, keep it that way. Well, right now, we should be ready. Hopefully, we've got Rome Neal and Carl Clay on the line. Engineer Max Schmid. Max, how are we doing? Do we have our guest on?
Yes, we have them.
Okay. Well, listen, let me first talk to Rome Neal, because Rome is the one who pulled this together. I tried to call Carl earlier, but it's a good thing. Rome, what's happening, man?
Carl is coming in on the tail end of this interview or this conversation, and we're in the middle of the first act and the second act. We're in intermission now, and I have a few of my cast members from Towards the Night Before Kwanzaa, written by Carl Clay and directed by yours truly at the Black Spectrum Theater out here in St. Albans, Queens, or some people call it Jamaica, Queens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a couple of the cast members with me. I have Felix, what's your last name? Omazusi, African brother. And Fulton Hodges. And from the Five Heartbeats, Mr. Tico Wells is with me.
Hey. All right. Well, listen, let's get to some of the cast members. Listen, what's going on? Give everybody an idea what's happening out in Queens at the Black Spectrum Theater. And this wonderful play, Twas the Night Before Kwanzaa, written by the founder of Black Spectrum Theater, Brother Carl Clay. So talk to us. What's going on? You're in the middle of the play. What's happening?
Yeah, we're literally in between intermission, and this is Twas the Night Before Kwanzaa. It's a great dramedy about Santa Claus. He goes through an adventure and gets to Kwanzaa Land. Kwanzaa Land is a mythical, beautiful place where there's harmony for the black people. And it's a really fun play. A lot of family could come watch it, adults. And we get to show the principles of Kwanzaa, and we contrast the differences between Christmas and Kwanzaa, but in a way that we could celebrate both of them. And we have a big fun cast, and it's very entertaining, a lot of music. And get your tickets. We have our shows on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's right. That's the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th, and then it will be coming back during Kwanzaa on the 28th and the 29th. Okay. So that was Felix?
Yes, speaking. Felix.
Okay.
And I play Santa Claus and Brother Kwanzaa.
Hello, all right.
I'm still in character.
I hear you.
And we've done a fantastic transition from Santa to Brother Kwanzaa, which is superb. And then we have Fulton Hodges here, who's a veteran here at Black Sports.
Hey there. Hey, what's going on, people? Y'all got to come on out and check. Come on out and check out this play. And I'm one of the original cast members from when we did it back in 1995, playing the same role. I'm one part of the K-Squad, you know, the people that go out and pick up Santa Claus to bring him into court, to put him on trial. And then in the courtroom, I am Rudolph Sharpton Jackson, the guy who's interrogating Santa Claus. So it's a lot of fun. I get to play opposite Mr. Tico Wells. Brother is such a wonderful, wonderful addition to the play. And we have a whole lot of fun. It is a great family piece. Tell the folks to just come on out and enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And big ups to director Rome Neal and the playwright, Mr. Carl Clay.
Indeed, indeed. And I think we have Tico Wells with us. Tico Wells was actually on our program. We talked about the Odelco Awards, which happened last month. And Brother Tico was on the program.
We got cut off on that last show, but Rome got his Odelco Award, and me and some of my five Heartbeats cast got our Odelco Awards. And Rome said, you know, you're going to be out here in New York. Why don't you just come and jump into this play? I said, hey, why not? And I'm having a great time. I'm part of the Kwanzaa Squad, the K-Squad, and I'm also Clarence Thomas X with the Santa Claus at his trial.
Indeed.
At Black Texan Theater, my first time performing with them. It's a great cast, great group of people, and we're having a fun, fun time. So it's a family show. You can bring the whole family.
Indeed. And I think that that's important for people to know. Folks look for things for their children to do at this time of year. And there's nothing better to do during the Kwanzaa period, the holiday period, than go to the Black Spectrum Theater and check out Twas the Night Before Kwanzaa. So, Rome,
yes,
have you been dealing with this group of actors, particular performance at the Black Spectrum Theater?
You know, this is my third time directing this production, and I must say that this is the best, truly the best production of the show. We've had some great actors over the years and great shows and people coming out to have a fantastic time with us, but this particular group, and I think it's because I brought my brother Tico Wells in from California to be a part of this cast, and he's such a spiritual and holistic character within himself, so he brings a certain energy into the house also. But it's and then the cast like Fulton Hodges and Felix, you know, who's been with it for this is Felix's second time. Fulton's been around for forever, you know, so I've got some great people, you know, that I'm working with. So it's good. I just feel so blessed, you know, call me back again to do this show. You know, people need to know that Black Spectrum Theater is in Queens, and some people find it hard to get to, but all you have to do is get on the Long Island Railroad.
Yeah, you just take the Long Island Railroad to the St. Albans stop, first car, and then you get there. Uh-oh, I'm being called to places right now, so I got to go.
All right.
Get later, people.
Okay.
You take the St. Albans, Long Island Railroad to St. Albans, and you're right there. You know, I didn't even know that as much as I've been driving. I've been there. Sometimes I guess I'll get on that, go down to Atlantic Avenue, get on that Long Island Railroad, and just relax and get right over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's fantastic. Once you get here, it's a 325-seat theater that's been around for held it together for 50 years. I gotta give it to brother. 50 years.
50 years, over 50. This is what, 51, I guess, now, right?
53 or so. And doing Black theater here in Queens, of all places, you know, not mid-Manhattan, not the Lower East Side, but out here in Queens. And there's a wonderful group of people that come out here. And lately, a lot of people from the city have been coming out to a Black Spectrum Theater to see what he's doing. I mean, landmark plays by August Wilson. He's had Dick Gregory out here and Najee Allen Gums out here, jazz concerts, and he just carries on. I'm just enamored with this man and what he's been able to do over these years.
Yeah. I see I missed on November 25th. He had Roy Ayers, Melissa Morgan, Jeff Redd, Maimouna Keita Dance Company. I was like, man, how did I miss that? But Carl has been doing it for a long time.
And he keeps doing it. I mean, he just rolls over. Like this weekend is a Christmas festival that they're having, a winter fest that they're having, along with the play. They got jazz. They got all this stuff happening on Saturday, you know, so people can come out and stay for the entire day into the night at Black Spectrum Theater, just having a fantastic time with theater, jazz, things for the kids to do. It's just, you know, this is what we need. This is the community, the coming together, that the principles of Kwanzaa are really all about, you know. So, and to write a play like this, you know, we've had, you know, celebrations of Kwanzaa, but to have a play about Kwanzaa and espouting the principles of Kwanzaa throughout the play. And over the years, I've had young people that, the show that I did, musical kids with Coochie Chocolatier, two of the kids, they learned so much about Kwanzaa, and they came on my show and they did the Kwanzaa songs and principles and, you know, just turning people onto our culture. And Kwanzaa is a part of our culture, you know. So it's just a superb experience for not only Blacks, but folks, period, to be turned onto this cultural phenomenon called Kwanzaa.
Indeed, indeed. So is Carl around?
Carl is around, yes, and he's supposed to be stepping in on us in 1 minute.
Okay.
I want to say that the 27th, I'm going to be doing the musical kids at Coochie Chocolatier also, so that's coming up for my kids, and I'm looking forward to that. And I think it started from this show, Night Before Kwanzaa show, because from this show I wanted to do something more related towards Kwanzaa with the young people, and I got that opportunity to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, since the play started back in 1995, it's been going on for 27 years. It's been going on for quite a while. That's for sure. All right. So is Carl around yet? Did Carl come up yet? We're waiting to see, get with Carl Clay. We were talking to Rome Neal. We were talking to some of the cast members of "Twas the Night Before Kwanzaa," a play that I've seen. I haven't seen it in a long time. So I think I'm going to go back and see this particular production. And as I said, you can go this weekend, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Then, once again, it will return Wednesday, December 28th, and Thursday, December 29th. I can't come on Thursday the 29th. I'll be doing the program. But possibly Wednesday the 28th, I will be in the house. Can't make it this weekend. But I think that Wednesday.
The 28th is at 11 o'clock. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they do early shows for the children very often. So, you know, we'll take a look at it and see, you know, when I can get out to Black Spectrum Theater. It's always a pleasure to go out and see Carl and see what's been happening.
Let me give you a little taste of the play, okay? Hold on.
All right. We're waiting for Rome Neal to connect us to the play, which is now back in session. We were connecting with some of the cast members during the intermission.
Who wanted to discuss the play? Get all the
Can't make that out too well, but let me do, can we pot that down, Rome? Let me just go ahead and do station ID here. We'd like to remind everyone, you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org, WBAI.org. This is Education at the Crossroads. I am Basir M. Chowie, and right now we are literally out in Queens at the Black Spectrum Theater, 177th Street and Baisley Boulevard, right near Merrick Boulevard as well. Those of you who know what's happening in terms of Queens there. And we are in the midst of the play, Twas the Night Before Kwanzaa. That play will be available. It's actually up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can see the production. That's the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then it's back again Wednesday, December 28th, and Thursday, December 29th. For further information, you can call 718-723-1800. That's 718-723-1800. Rome, do we have Carl yet? Did Carl make his way over?
Yes, he is.
Hey, Carl.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm sitting here with some thespians, acting class, but we're all excited about this production of Twas the Night Before Kwanzaa.
I bet you are. Now, just talk a little bit about Black Spectrum, because you've been doing this now for over 50 years. I mean, it's amazing in regards to the longevity of this particular theater in the Outer Barrow.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it.
What can I say? You know, we started in the 70s, and the reality is that, you know, sometimes people say, yes, but what are you doing for me lately? So we continue to be proud of our past and excited about the future. As you know, we started in a church, Trinity Lutheran Church here in this community. We moved over to the St. Albans Cultural Center, which is on Baisley Boulevard. We operated out of our basements where we all grew up, and so we moved around a lot. And in 1977, we moved into a storefront on Linden Boulevard and 205th Street, and that became our home for the first time. And it was an old drugstore that I used to work in and as a high school student, and we converted it into a 100-seat theater. Along the way, we've trained well over 3,000 actors. We've put on over 350 plays. We have 26 films under our belt, one feature-length movie. Today, we operate three after-school programs, along with doing seven main stage productions during the year, three or four musical concerts, and we're the sponsor of an event called the St. Albans Jazz and R&B Festival, Key to the City Concert. Last year, we honored Roberta Flack. Our reach is varied in its approach. The works that we do are works of everything from social justice to just making sure that folks understand where they came from the African-American perspective. And we
you know, we value community, which is where this theater has been in the community. And it's based on my understanding of what the Free Southern Theater used to do back in the days when they were trying to get black folks to register to vote in the South. And the Free Southern Theater went throughout the South into the back woods and everywhere they could to try to tell people how to vote, and they used theater as that means. So that's where some of the energy of starting a Black Spectrum Theater grew from, this idea of being in community. We've been offered the ability to move to Manhattan, to be on the Avenue, to be in all of these places, but we've always chosen to simply be within the community, and that meant being of a short reach between people's houses and where they live, so that this could truly be a grassroots operation that is connected to the community. So those are what we, that's what we do. It's a kind of a family atmosphere here. We have an extended family of actors who work in the plays and the productions. That's a little bit of the background of Black Spectrum. I skipped around a little bit. The play that we're putting on this evening, tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at 7 o'clock and Saturday at 2 o'clock is a play called Twas the Night Before Kwanzaa. And the idea was I wanted to write a play that would try to explain Kwanzaa for a general audience and do it without being heavy-handed. The idea was to have some fun and learn something at the same time. So this is a kind of a comedy in which Santa Claus, on his way to deliver a lot of holiday gifts, ends up in Africa where he is, you know, challenged about the kind of things that he does, which is bring commercialism wherever he goes. So this play is more about, it's kind of like the holidays bumps into Kwanzaa, because Kwanzaa is developed as a kind of a spiritual offering, and the seven principles are tools that we can use year-round to make for a better community. So with those mixtures in there, we have some really crazy characters in the play, Mitch McConnell Scrooge and Rudolph Sharpton Jackson and Clarence Thomas X, two lawyers. We have Sister Judgeship, and we introduce a new mythological character called Brother Kwanzaa, who's really the culmination of all of our African-American heroes. So, okay. That's a little bit about the theater. That's a little bit about the play. We've done this play. I will say this, that this play has evolved over time. And when we first did it, we were trying to literally get rid of Santa Claus. But we realized that you can't get rid of Santa Claus because children will revolt. Okay? So we incorporated that, and we realized that this is about transitions, and it's about introducing a new character called Brother Kwanzaa, and there's nothing wrong with children celebrating the holidays, but also appreciating and understanding that their culture, that we have mythological characters within our culture that they can identify with, and Brother Kwanzaa is one of them. So we introduce a new character that children and families can add to the lexicon of the heroes and characters out there. So that's a little bit about the play.
Okay. Well, listen, Carl and Rome, let me just tell you, I just received a text from our program director, Linda Perry Barr, and she's excited about this, and she wants to offer, I guess we can work this out, for the play to actually be performed on WBAI. So let's see how we can actually work that out. I'll work on the details, and I will definitely get back to you to see how that can happen, so that not only will the WBAI audience be out at the Black Spectrum Theater, but we'll be bringing the Black Spectrum Theater to WBAI. So let's see how we can make that happen.
Okay.
Now, Carl, I got to say, over the last couple of months, I kept seeing your name pop up in regards to music. as a producer. Mm-hmm. I saw you being interviewed in regards, I guess that was Norman Connors on Unsung. So you've got another side that I haven't necessarily known a whole lot about. So I'm going to have to talk to you about that sometime in the future. Talk about your involvement in the music business.
Sure.
Well, I was so pleased that Carl had brought me out there in my jazz concert this summer of the two performances. That was superb.
Yeah.
Carl, you said something at the last interview we did. You just told people how wonderful it was to get to Black Spectrum Theater. You gave them the buses and the trains and the railroads and all that.
To get here to Black Spectrum is really easy. If you're coming by car, you want to come either you can come Grand Central. If you're coming from the island, you can come down Cross Island Parkway and get off at Springfield and come over to Merrick Boulevard. Or if you come in Grand Central, you can get off at Linden, off the Van Wyck, and keep straight up to Merrick Boulevard, make your right, and come down to Black Spectrum. The Long Island Railroad comes out to the St. Albans stop on the Long Island Railroad. Or if you come the E train to 169th Street and come upstairs and take either the Q4, Q4A, Q5, Q5A, any one of those buses will drop you off right down the block from the theater. We're located in the Roy Wilkins Park, and as soon as you enter the park, you see a nice big beautiful building. That's the Roy Wilkins Park Family Center, and the theater is located in there. It's a 350-seat theater that is, there for us to enjoy. We have a concession and a store here for people to buy all things Black Spectrum. And now, if you have a helicopter and you want to drop into Black Spectrum, or if you want to parachute in here, all you got to do is parachute over Roy Wilkins Park and land, and you're right here.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. I definitely hear you. So look, Carl, once again, let me give that phone number for further information, as we said.
718-723-1800. That's 718-723-1800. And our website is www.blackspectrum.net. That's www.blackspectrum.net, and we're also on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and Twitter, and so you can get to it.
Hey, and hopefully the WBAI audience will get to you, and we're going to try to get you.
Enjoy some good theater.
Right, and we're going to try to get you to the WBAI audience. I'll be
and
talking to you
have,
about that.
Right now I have some wonderful people here. These are budding actors who are taking our acting program here at Black Spectrum Theater. So I'm going to get them to all say hello at the same time. So, Claire?
Hello!
Well, listen, Carl, keep it going for sure.
Okay.
50 plus years. I mean, how good can it get?
Yes. And enjoying every moment of it.
All right. Okay. So listen, let's sign off Rome Neal and Carl Clay at the Black Spectrum Theater.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
Thank you very much, brother.
All right. We'll see
you
soon.
Thank you for all you do. Thank you.
All right. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
All right. So that was live from the Black Spectrum Theater in Queens. 'Twas the night before Kwanzaa. You can go out and see it on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, or during Kwanzaa, Wednesday, December 28th, and Thursday, December 29th. Once again, for information, 718-723-1800, 718-723-1800, or you can go to the website, which was blackspectrum.net. That's 177th Street and Baisley Boulevard. Also, Merrick Boulevard right there. Those of you who know Queens, and if you don't know Queens, just put it in your GPS. You'll be able to find it. It'll be right there. Right now, we've got a little time. I wanted, and we've had a difficulty in regards to going ahead and talking to you, the WBAI audience. But there's so many things happening right now. Let me give you the number here. Call 212-209-2877. Let's get you on the air. If you want to talk about Brittany Griner's release, if you want to talk about, oh, listen, we could even tackle Kyrie Irving and anti-Semitism. I mean, a very, you know, interesting kind of thing that's been happening. One of the things we don't want to confuse here is that it's possible for people to be anti-Zionist and not be so-called anti-Semitic. And that's a conversation that I guess we will go ahead and have at some time in the not too distant future. But we can talk about the midterm elections. We can talk about the election in Georgia. We can talk about the Trump corporation and companies being found guilty of tax fraud and tax evasion. There's so many things to talk about. The number here is 212-209-2877. This is your opportunity. We know the weather is a little good. It's a little warm. I have to tell you, I have outside, I have marigolds that are blooming right now. The seeds went into a pot outside. You know, we just threw some seeds in the pot, and lo and behold, it is December 8th, and flowers are blooming in the boogie down Bronx, which, if you don't believe in climate change, that is a clear sign that there's some change in the climate, because we've got a growing season, which is now like 9 or 10 months long. This is amazing. This is crazy. Anyway, the number once again here at BAI, 212-209-2877 for the listeners. Call us. Let us hear what you have to say in the next almost 10 minutes. We don't have a lot of time. So listen, call. Let's see what we can go ahead and get done. Max, we have any callers yet?
Not a single one.
Not a single caller yet. That's because I'm working too fast here in regards to trying to get the people on. The number, 212-209-2877. That's 212-209-2877. We know you're not used to calling WBAI because we don't necessarily, it's difficult sometimes. As I said, in November, I was only on once in the entire month for a lot of different reasons. But what happened is since we were only on one time, we didn't have an opportunity to talk to you. So we're trying to take some time out of time to go ahead and talk to the WBAI listeners just for a little while this time. Hopefully in January, we'll have some time to go ahead and really stretch out and have some more extended conversations. The number here, once again, 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. And for those of you who were listening, we want to see if you can get out to the Black Spectrum Theater out in Queens, one of the outer boroughs, not Manhattan, but a theater that has been in existence for over 50 years in Queens. Black Spectrum Theater, and they continue to do outstanding work right in the community, for sure. Number 212-209-2877. That's 212-209-2877. And we'd like to also remind you that WBAI can stand some money, so you can definitely make your donation. If you don't feel like calling and talking, you can call 212-209-2950. Or you can go to the WBAI website, WBAI.org, and just click on the donation link and make that donation before December 31st. We have anybody, Max?
Not even the cranks.
Not even the cranks and the trolls.
It's suddenly lighting up.
It's lighting up now. The people are waking up. Let your hands go ahead and do the walking, and your lips do the talking, and let's see if we can just get a little conversation here. WBAI, you are on the air.
Yeah, peace, love, and blessings. Just calling to say hi. I heard you on the radio. This is Brano Alejandro Thomas Seminario. My nickname's Brady. I can't believe I got through, and I just want to say thank you for your help and kindness and love and support. Happy Kwanzaa, and Kutsi Chakalia, and Umojo. Emoji.
Indeed. Okay, it's coming. It's coming. You're getting it.
I'm going to go try to get to the theater. I got to sleep for a couple of days. I'm very, I've been, not feeling too well. I got basically a truck fell on me, and it's hurting. My whole body's hurting. But
oh, man.
I'm getting better. It was 2 days ago. I feel much better, though. So in a couple of days, if I heal up, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it to the theater. I'm going to try to bring my camera, and I'd love to record it and post it. On my YouTube is youtube.com/BradyAlexa. Or you just Google Brady Alex, and you'll see the picture of me. The weird guy with a beard.
Okay, well, listen.
Thank you for setting me straight. You totally tightened my loose neck on my shoulders, and I feel much better. So, you guys are the best doctor I ever met. The best doctor.
Well, that's good. Good, good. Listen, take care of yourself. Don't let trucks fall on you, man. That's not a good thing, man. It is definitely not.
It hurt. Peace, love, and blessings. Love. Thank you much appreciated. Have a great night, and rock 'em, suck 'em, and knock it out of the park. See you
later. Thank you. All right. Listen, Max, it's interesting. We have some callers who are texting me and saying they've been trying to call in and they can't get in.
Well, we have two people standing by, and the other line, no one was on.
Well, let's get them. WBAI, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hello. My name is Arnett.
All right, Arnett, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bloomfield, New Jersey.
Wow, Bloomfield, okay.
Enjoy. Yeah, and I'm a long time listener and a member, but I'm a first time caller.
All right.
And I just want to say a few things about some of the stuff you talked about, what's going on, and the thing with Kyrie Irving about the anti-Semitic statement. I mean, it's appalling when you think that they could make such a big issue out of that when he didn't even say anything. He just went to a movie. And when things happen with us, they call us African-Americans everything. No one says anything. I'm just wondering why, I know it's a double standard, but, why we don't get it as a people.
Here's a good example, I think. We're getting some feedback here. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, here's an example. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. Earlier this month, there was a photo that came up from 1957, which saw a 14-year-old Jerry Jones at essentially a rally of segregationists attempting to try to keep black students out of a high school. He was there. He was 14 years old. Now, what has happened is we have heard a lot from sportscasters trying to discuss and say what Jerry Jones was doing there, but we have not heard from Jerry Jones. Now, this is an example very clearly of this double standard that you speak of. Kyrie Irving posts a film. I think I have a slight problem with his timing because he did this when Kanye West was acting crazy, and of course, as we know, Kanye West is still acting crazy, all right? But he did this, and all of a sudden, people are talking about the film is anti-Semitic. People who have never seen the film are saying it's anti-Semitic. There's all different kinds of talk in regards to this, and after he posted this, it wasn't like he was anywhere like Jerry Jones. He was just posting this particular film. I think it was on Twitter he did it. He's got a lot of Twitter followers. So he tweeted this out. And You know, there's this condemnation, asking him to make all these statements, going ahead and putting him on the spot on a regular basis, going ahead and then attempting to try to get him, suspending him, having him go to all these organizations and speak to all of these particular people. And in terms of Jerry Jones, what has Jerry Jones been asked to do? Absolutely nothing. So it's crazy, but very clearly an example of the double standard that you speak of. Okay? Yeah, it may be a class issue aside from just a race issue. We know it's a race issue since Jerry Jones, of course, is white and Kyrie Irving is of African ancestry. So we know that, but there may also be a class thing where owners of NBA or NFL or MLB teams are not held to a standard like the players are held, which has to go with, you know, if you run the plantation, you're not going to be treated in the same way that the field hands are treated. And I think the Jerry Jones piece is a good example. Listen, we had some issues in terms of the phones. There's some people who tried to get on, couldn't get on. Let me go out right now. We'll be back next week. We've got great programming for the rest of the month. Get out to Black Spectrum Theater if you can. We're going to try to bring Black Spectrum Theater to the WBAI audience. Let's see what we can go ahead and get done. But let's go out with Lonnie Liston Smith and his brother Donald Smith, who is now an ancestor. Donald Smith is gone, left us earlier this year. And, well, peace, as we would say. This is Education at the Crossroads. I'm Basir M. Chowey. Back next week.
Guidance from above, a time a man will understand being free, all in a time of peace. We need a joy divine, what a perfect state of mind, with their worries and cares left behind. Oh,
hello, what a peace. We're holding our next regular meeting on Wednesday, December 14th. That's 7 p.m. The LSB, that's the local station board, expects to be electing the officers at this meeting. So it's an important meeting. Also, exiting the COVID lockdown economic disruptions, it's immediately essential that the Pacifica stations, WBAI included, find their financial footing. If we fail to distinguish ourselves, increase our donor listening base, our already shoestring budget and overstretched staff will likely be cut. We don't want that to happen. Again, the LSB meeting is Wednesday, December 14th, 7 p.m. through the Zoom remote meeting service. The meeting, accessible to the public, includes an opportunity for public comment. Your comment. What do you think? The fastest and easiest way to join the meeting is by using the link on the Pacifica calendar and on the WBAI website. You can also access the meeting by calling 929-205-6099. 929-205-6099. Enter this meeting ID number.